40 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Navage.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. Large parts of the plains and northeast are set to get slammed tonight by another huge winter storm that could dump half a foot of snow on some states. People in Minneapolis are just exhausted.
Slippery, wet, slushy. I mean, it was a big snowstorm last week and it's raining today. So it's like, I never know what to wear outside anymore. It's horrible.
It's the same system that hit California with a rare blizzard, and in the Midwest, tornadoes. Norman, Oklahoma Police Chief Kevin Foster.
There are multiple roadways still closed due to debris and down power lines. A few of the major roadways that are still closed.
Twisters are also causing damage in Illinois, Indiana, and Ohio. In Washington, the White House is responding to a new report that says COVID was caused by a lab leak in China.
Sources confirmed to CBS News the Energy Department's classified assessment was made with low confidence, an indication the agency's view of the lab leak theory is far from solid. Beyond that, the White House notes opinions within the intelligence community differ.
There is not a consensus right now in the U.S. government about exactly how COVID started.
But National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says the administration does want an answer.
Because the president wants to make sure that we're postured to prevent any future pandemics.
Stephen Portnoy, CBS News, The White House.
The U.S. says it's concerned about escalating violence in Israel and the West Bank. State Department spokesman Ned Price.
As we noted yesterday, we condemn the horrific killing of two Israeli brothers near Nablus, and the killing today of an Israeli near Jericho, who we understand was also an American citizen.
Ohio Senator Sherrod Brown is in East Palestine today, meeting with residents affected by a toxic train derailment. He says Norfolk Southern will be held accountable.
They have laid off thousands of workers. We also know that they have not invested in rail safety, boxcar safety, engine safety, the way that they should have.
Crews have started shipping contaminated waste to two EPA-approved sites in Ohio. Social media platforms are cracking down on revenge porn against teenagers. CBS's Steve Futterman.
Losing control of your nude images online is terrifying.
Teenagers often send nude pictures of themselves to others, then later see them posted online. Now the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children is teaming up with a number of social media powers in an attempt to remove those images.
Well, you can't go back in time and unsend. We can help you move forward.
This effort is called Take It Down. Facebook, Instagram, and OnlyFans are all on board. Experts say revenge porn affects young boys on social media most. This is CBS News.
Now there's a simple, easy, and effective way to clean your nose and protect your health. It's called Navage. Navage.
A progressive voice for rural Wisconsin. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at WAUKradio.com.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Matnair. Here's what you need to know. The open records case against a former Natural Resources Board member has been dismissed. Midwest environmental advocates filed the lawsuit against former Chair Fred Prehn. They claim there were more texts with Republican politicians and lobbyists about Prehn staying on the board with the goal of controlling environmental policy that hadn't been released in the original request. Judge ruled Prehn delayed access to those records for over a year with no lawful reason to do so. However, the case was dismissed because the group didn't provide any evidence that any records were missing. Wisconsin's tourism industry is recovering from the pandemic faster than some neighboring states, but there's still a ways to go. The state has yet to match the record in 2019, but tourism did generate nearly $21 billion in 2021, with the sector supporting more than 169,000 jobs. I'm Jane Matnair. This is Civic Media News.
The Civic Media team would like to say congratulations. More than 200 Wisconsin businesses and nonprofits are receiving a free advertising campaign through our one-day $1 million advertising giveaway. If you missed out, our local sales team would still love to help you with your own campaign. Go to civicmedia.us and click on the sponsorship tab. Again, civicmedia.us and sponsorship. New and still growing. Advertise today with a Civic Media network of radio stations.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
Catch Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow at its brand new time, 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays.
The city of Shanghai started administering an inhalable COVID-19 vaccine. I hear a lot of you saying the same thing I had in my head. I don't know about that.
As long as they're not just crop dusting everyone.
Crop dusting, that's exactly what I think people would be fearful of. I would not trust the Chinese government. I would trust people who really know about inhaling something and the good that it does you. Of course, I'm talking about Dom and Crute.
The Shaw 101 FM, Franklin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com. Bringing some sanity to the airwaves. The Shaw 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM. Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Dama, get your ass back to work Monday. But now it's the happier happy hour. We dragged our way through the workday. Now it's just
all
fun.
Right, all right. Well done, everybody.
You know, you can all join us for the happier happy hour. We welcome your calls. 844-967-2789. I can assure you, predicated on a few of the recent ones, they're barely screened. Barely. Dom, got some gleeful news. You know, sometimes, and this is a character flaw of mine, I take glee in the pain of others, but only in corporate personhood, in that, you know, corporations are people, my friends, right? Well, Foxy News, they're in the blues. Some bad news, Dom. And I find this to be the most interesting place to lead.
It's not you're not finding glee in their pain, man. I mean, you're finding glee that the truth is coming out. Clarity is what you find so joyous.
You're somewhere closer, but it is still a character flaw that I take glee in others' pain. Occasionally, just occasionally.
When you say it like that, it just sounds so bad.
Fox News refusing ad featuring their host's election lies. Now, Dom, recently we've gone through a quandary here.
You know...
that Mike Crute got very pushy and encouraged others in this corporate civic media dumb to take Dan Kelly ads, Wisconsin Supreme Court race, because I wanted Dan Kelly in the general of the two Republican supported candidates. He's got awful.
We played lots and lots and lots of Dan Kelly hard right Republican ads on civic media.
I guarantee every nickel spent by Dan Kelly's super PAC was reinvested in building a Death Star of fuzzy soft blanket hood across the state of Wisconsin. But let's talk about our opponents, Don, Foxy News.
Our media peers?
Well, they're not our peers. We're peerless, Don. Fox News refusing ad featuring their host election lies. I would just point out, we haven't refused any ads recently around here. If you find election lies and you want to buy ads on this radio network holding up the lies of Dom and Crute, I will take your money. I challenge you to find us telling a lie.
Yeah, right.
The day after a Fox News host complained on air that the network is not letting him address the text and emails between employees that are part of the legal brief in the $1.6 billion defamation lawsuit filed by Dominion Voting Systems. The network is balking at selling commercial time to a progressive group armed with an ad that features some choice Fox personality quotes from the filing. Well, Tom, let's start with the Howard Kurtz. Let's start with Fox News on Fox News. Howard Kurtz, we're going to need your help here, Ebon, if you're not screening any calls at the moment. Let's play the Howard Kurtz basically saying, my employer won't allow me to cover my employer, you know, the Foxy News. Play it for the people.
Some of you have been asking why I'm not covering the Dominion voting machines lawsuit against Fox involving the unproven claims of election fraud in 2020. And it's absolutely a fair question. I believe I should be covering it. It's a major media story, given my role here at Fox. But the company has decided that as part of the organization being sued, I can't talk about it or write about it, at least for now. I strongly disagree with that decision, but as an employee, I have to abide by it. And if that changes, I'll let you know.
Howard Kurtz, he's a Fox News media analyst, and he hosts the show Media Buzz. I mean, it seems like this would be something in his wheelhouse.
They're buzzing about it. I'm buzzing about it, Tom. It's all the buzz. We're talking about it at the water cooler. But Dom, now Fox doesn't want the topic to be part of the advertising on their shows. Ooh, do tell more. As the Daily Beast, Justin Barragona wrote, MoveOn is claiming they tried to buy airtime, ad time, and they were rebuffed. The commercial, which MoveOn said they hope to run nationally on the right-wing network, spotlights a slew of attacks from the recent legal filing by Dominion Voting Systems in its $1.6 billion defamation lawsuit against the Foxy News. Again, that's the reporting of the Daily Beast. For their part, MoveOn posted the ad on Twitter with the following statement. Fox News refused, all caps, you know, sort of Trumpian in that way. Fox News refused to air our ad, which quotes emails and texts from its host showing they intentionally presented false allegations about election fraud to keep ratings and profits up. It's time to drop Fox from cable and satellite. Well, that's what they say, Dom.
Well, let's unpack this a little bit. What was your initial reaction, Crudy, when you heard this Howard Kurtz lamenting the fact that he couldn't report on his employer's news story?
My truthful reaction?
Yeah. Yes. No, lie to me, man. No, of course. Yeah. What was your gut reaction?
I would not want or allow, if my corporation, if I, let's say, were a partner in a media network, if my corporation were being sued, I probably would not want reporters from my organization turning that light back upon my organization during the course of the lawsuit. You know, I obviously would feel like any time we were being sued, we would be vindicated, because if we were in the wrong, we would have settled in some way, shape, or form. We wouldn't have taken it to a court of law. We don't defame people. We don't tell lies, and we don't slander people. So if I felt like we had some point of contention in a court of law that, you know, the lawyers were advising us not to talk about, then I wouldn't allow my media reporter to turn the spotlight back on my organization if I had the control. If I were Rupert Murdoch.
And I get that. And my reaction, while it is totally understandable, and I get where Howard Kurtz is coming from, and I appreciate your position as well. But it seems, pardon, a little bit to me like McCarthy not appointing any Republican to the January 6th committee. I mean, you have no one in the room. There's nobody to push back. I mean, if your scenario, Crudy, certainly we would not defame people or tell the lies and never be in the situation. I would think hell would scream it from the rooftops. Yes, report on it. And here's the quote from the CEO, and here's the quote from the attorney. Here's what the judge said today, and here was the internal documents to prove our case, to defend ourselves. You know what I'm saying? Without that,
but you defend yourself in a court. Not in the court of public opinion.
This is literally the guy's job is media. His program is the Media Buzz. This is one of the biggest cases in media in the history of the world. And you're not even going to let your people report on just objectively. Here's what happened today.
No, absolutely. I would not. And for differing reasons, because I would feel like I'm being told by counsel, don't let it happen. But in this case, I feel like it's totally contrary, Dom. It's not that they're chomping at the bit to exonerate themselves, because there will be no exoneration for Fox News. In fact, Dom, every freaking headline just pounds on the point that Fox News knew what they were doing. They were spinning election conspiracy theories for fun and profit, according to the head of Fox News. That's slightly different than how we try to run the civic media. I don't know, I'm just the president. But Fox chief Rupert Murdoch said that network aired 2020 election conspiracies for the money, Dom.
No.
New court documents from a lawsuit by Dominion Voting Systems against the Foxy News were released on Monday, revealing even more details about the head of the network allegedly prioritizing money over truth. Reuters reported ahead of the document drop that each side is submitting a filing saying that they oppose the other's motion for summary judgment, which would prevent an actual trial. Dominion sued Fox News Network and parent company Fox Corp in March of 2021 and November of 21 in Delaware Superior Court, alleging the cable TV network amplified false claims that Dominion voting machines were used to rig the 2020 elections, you know, against former President Donald Trump, the Republican who lost to Joe Biden. By contrast, Dominion argues that the internal communications and depositions from Fox personnel, and here's their quote from their filing, Dom, prove the network knowingly spread falsehoods about Trump's loss in the 2020 U.S. presidential election in order to bolster its ratings. That is very supportable by the evidence and the depositions and the text messages that we are seeing in the public reporting, Dom. This part is true. So I got to think the Fox News request that this all be set aside, Dom, I got to think it's going to be dismissed by the judge, but what the hell do I know?
Cody, in one excerpt from Rupert Murdoch's deposition, Rupert confirmed that he could tell FNN, Fox News Network, to stop running Lindell's advertisements, but I'm not about to, quote unquote. And when asked why Fox continues to give a platform to Lindell, who continues to this day to spout lies about Dominion, Murdoch agreed that it's not red or blue, it's green. Lindell bought and brings Fox a lot of green. He also predictably brought the same lies about Dominion to Fox's viewers that had been peddled on Fox's alternate reality machine for months. At one point, the documents have an exchange between Murdoch and the lawyers where he dodges questions about the network taking the position about around the election being stolen. Question. You are aware now that Fox did more than simply host these guests and give them a platform, correct? Murdoch's answer. I think you've shown me some material in support of that. The question. In fact, you are now aware that Fox endorsed, at times, this false notion of a stolen election. Murdoch's reply. Not Fox. No, not Fox. Maybe Lou Dobbs. Maybe Maria as commentators. Question. We went through Fox host Maria Bartiromo. Yes? Murdoch. Yes, come on. Question. Fox host Gene Pirro? I think so. How about Lou Dobbs? Oh, a lot. Fox host Sean Hannity? A bit. All were in that document, correct? Yes, they were. About Fox endorsing a narrative of a stolen election, correct? No, some of our commentators were endorsing it. About their endorsement of a stolen election? Murdoch, yes, they endorsed.
Come back, more Devil's Advocates. You can endorse us by listening.
You sit on a throne of lies.
There has never been so many lies, so much deception.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
The Devil's Advocates.
The conservative dating app, The Right Stuff, is failing 3 months after launch. In October, the app, The Right Stuff, had just 11,000 downloads.
The profile creation process also asked users to list their thoughts about the January 6th Capitol riots. Two reviewers claimed that FBI and police officers visited their homes after filling out their profiles.
The political party that is the Devil's Advocates radio show, live weekdays from 4 to 6 p.m.
I asked what kind of family she wanted. She said, a family like yours.
Learn more about adopting a teen at AdoptUSKids.org. You can't imagine the reward. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Weather on this snowy day in Milwaukee could be brought to us by your pizza delivery business. Can you imagine how many families are snuggled in their homes enjoying hot, tasty pizza? Weather makes the phone ring for just $199 per week. Call us at 608-819-8255.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Cloudy skies expected tonight with a slight chance for isolated rain showers. Lows dip down to about 30. Northwesterly winds 10 to 20 miles an hour. A mix of clouds and sun tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 42. A mixture of precipitation likely tomorrow night. Lows around 33. A dusting of snow tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 34 degrees.
The Devil's Advocates, radio for the 99%.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Join us on the lines, 844-967-2789.
Dominic, the depositions and the filings by the Dominion Voting Systems in their case, this defamation case against Fox News. I mean, every headline more damning than the last. Here's the headline that intrigues me at the moment. The day before the January 6th attack, top Fox executives discussed whether to make primetime hosts dispel election lies. I forget, Dom. Did they carry through on the plan or not? I think it was no, but let's read. Among the key comments revealed by Dominion Voting Systems in their court filing Monday was the revelation that News Corp chairman Rupert Murdoch and Fox News CEO Suzanne Scott discussed whether or not they should dispel some of the lies about the 2020 election. Let's call it January 5th, 2021. Could have been a key day, Dom. The documents show that for months, Fox executives debated whether or not to continue the 2020 election lies coming from their hosts, pundits, and advisors to Donald Trump that were welcomed on their air to spin the Trump loss into a win. At one point, former Rep. Paul Ryan, I guess he was Speaker of the House of Representatives once upon a time.
Well, I believe he is the guy that merged the agendas with Donald Trump.
Well, now as a Fox board member, begged the leadership not to allow the conspiracies to persist. But it all came to a head the day before the January 6th attacks on Congress. And Dom, this is new reporting. I've never seen this prior to this Dominion Voting Systems filing that came today in the defamation suit. But it all came to a head the day before the January 6th attack on Congress. Scott, again, she's the CEO, and Rupert Murdoch discussed whether or not they should do something. Should we do something, Dom? Here's a quote. Rupert understood that Fox could do something about the false claims, the documents say. Indeed, he believed that Fox was, and here's a apparently subquote, one must assume, from Rupert Murdoch. Fox was uniquely positioned to state the message the election was not stolen. On January 5th, Rupert and Suzanne Scott discussed whether Sean Hannity and Tucker Carlson and Laura Ingraham should say some version of the election is over and Joe Biden won. Murdoch hoped such words would go a long way to stop the Trump myth the election was stolen, the documents continue. Suzanne Scott told Rupert Murdoch, and this again a quote from the filing, privately, they're all there, but we need to be careful about using the shows and pissing off the viewers. So nobody made a statement. The next day, maybe you'll recall, Dom, January 6, 2021. Oh, something yes, happened that
yes,
day.
Yes, yes. Peaceful protest.
Anyways, Here we are today.
I know, and this keeps coming on, so let's address the Paul Ryan, also from the Raw story today. Former Speaker Paul Ryan may have handed Donald Trump another reason to hate him. Trump has been raging about Ryan on his personal social media site over the weekend after Ryan said he won't attend the Republican convention if Trump is the nominee. Evan, we have some sound in this regard. We got a couple of clips from Ryan. Let's hear what the Fox News board member had to say just this weekend.
In 2024, the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee, where will you be?
It depends on who the nominee is. I'll be here if it's somebody not named Trump.
You won't show up if it's not.
Yeah, I'm not interested in participating in that, no.
Even in Wisconsin.
Even in Wisconsin.
Not even in Wisconsin. We have another one, I believe, on Paul Ryan. Let's hear it, please, Evan.
He's fading fast. He's a proven loser. He cost us the House in 18. He cost us the White House in 20. He cost us the Senate again and again. And I think we all know that. And I think we're moving past Trump. I really think that's the case. I can't imagine him getting the nomination, frankly. And I don't mean this because I don't want him to get the nomination. I just don't think he will as an analytical point. I think we're hopefully coming back full circle to being maybe a populist party. That's great and fine. I want to be popular, but principled and with policies that solve problems.
No, not going to happen. Back to the reporting. Ryan complained as a Fox Corporation board member that it was his fiduciary duty to inform Murdoch that they shouldn't be spreading incorrect information about the 2020 election.
Like they might get sued for defamation and lose billions at trial, Dom?
If that were the only case, just for the money alone, you're going to get sued. This could be very bad. But, yeah, I mean, then there's this other thing about, I don't know, honesty, the Fourth Estate, country, patriotism. They call themselves patriots. They pander to the patriots, but they lied to you. They lied to you. A little bit more here.
You know what the interesting part is? You know what you don't see anywhere here in any of the depositions I've seen so far from Rupert Murdoch or senior executives from Fox News is any fear about loss of credibility. Know what I mean? Like, as a news organization, like, if we don't tell the truth, we will lose credibility.
No, right.
Doesn't factor in one
iota. What a quaint thought. I appreciate credibility. I think it's something earned over time and goes away really fast. Ryan confirmed that the inflection point was not just one day. It was the whole time in the post-election November-December timeframe, court documents say. Ryan knew that these conspiracy theories were baseless and that Fox should labor to dispel conspiracy theories if and when they pop up, the documents continue. Ryan also understood that when events occur, Fox can clearly amplify that news being made by covering it. Ryan believed there ought to be a listing of all the allegations and then all the evidence or the validation or invalidation of those election fraud allegations just for the viewer's sake, as suggested, and suggested as much to Fox senior management. Ryan told Rupert and Lachlan that Fox News should not be spreading conspiracy theories. Former conservative columnist Jennifer Rubin of the Washington Post commented on that fact, saying Ryan still stayed on the board of Fox despite disagreeing with their promotion of what he called conspiracy theories. In fact, Ryan profited off of it. Yes, well, thanks for the suggestion, board member Ryan, for your fiduciary duty, but we're going to continue cashing those checks so you can continue cashing yours.
Some of the text messages that MoveOn wanted to bring to the audience's attention. Rudy is acting like an insane person, according to Sean Hannity. Tucker Carlson says, Sidney Powell is lying, by the way. These texts and others were featured prominently in the MoveOn ad. They won't play on Foxy News. Apparently, they don't need that money, Dom.
Nah.
Come back. We are a fiduciary of your airwaves. 844-967-2789.
It's not going to be the days of Paul Ryan and Trey Gowdy.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk. From Muskego to Pewaukee, always streaming at waukradio.com.
CBS News Brief. People are cleaning up damage today from a tornado outbreak in Kansas, Texas, and Oklahoma. KWTV's Addie Crawford is in hard-hit Norman.
I mean, it's just a mess out here. There's cars with glass shattered and just being tossed around from this tornado and high winds.
Jurors in Alec Murdoch's murder trial in South Carolina will head to the scene of the crime soon where his wife and son were killed. Defense attorney Dick Harpootlian.
Where the feed room is compared to where Maggie's body was, compared to where the quail pens are, where the doghouse is. I mean, you just can't really appreciate the spatial issues without actually seeing them.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis signed a law today that takes away Disney World's self-governing status.
Disney's going to be treated like SeaWorld is treated or like any of these others, and that's really the fair thing to do.
But critics say this is punishment for Disney speaking out about the state's so-called Don't Say Gay bill. CBS News Brief, I'm Monica Ricks.
The Shaw 101 FM, Brookfield's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
This is Pat Kreitlow from Up North News Radio. Now that Dan Kelly is one step closer to getting back on the state Supreme Court, he's going to get a boost from a phony referendum that'll also be on the April ballot, thanks to legislative Republicans. Voters will be asked, should able-bodied, childless adults be required to look for work before getting any welfare benefits? But that's already in state law. They know that. But they also know the ballot question provides a convenient excuse for distractions, political ads, and angry radio hosts talking about welfare cheats. Because they'd rather not talk about how Kelly on the court would mean the 1849 abortion ban stays in place and political maps can stay rigged. If more voters knew about that, they'd be less likely to support Kelly. So bring on the latest load of manufactured anger about an issue that isn't real. Catch Up North News Radio weekday mornings 6 to 8.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
We have to really understand how critically important a time this is. Time for talk is over. The time for action is now. Because my voice has always been and will continue to be for people who don't have a voice.
Tune in to the Earl Ingram Show every Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. Only on WAUK 540 a.m. 101.1 FM, The Shaw.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which was audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
Telling my girls about my Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard.
But Mom's early detection gave us time to make a plan.
Talk to your family about seeing a doctor. Go to alz.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Devil's advocates know how to kick ass and chew bubblegum, and we're all out of bubblegum.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Monday edition, the happier happy hour, rolling through it with your phone calls. We'll get to them right now, just to see what CJ's up to. How you doing, CJ? What do you got for us?
Hey there, gentlemen. Well, you know, I do care whether news organizations do lie to us, but
did Fox News lie to you, CJ?
Tucker Carlson.
Did they lie to you?
Sean Hannity.
Yes.
They're pundits, just like Rachel Maddow and Lawrence O'Donnell.
Did they lie to you?
And, you know, so
did they lie to you?
I wish you would have. Pardon me.
Did they lie to you? Did those Fox News hosts, as employees and representatives of the Fox News network, getting paid by Fox News? Did they lie to you? Did they put people up there to lie to you? People that they said privately behind the scenes that they had no credibility, they're crazy, they're insane, that they're lying to them. Do you think then by their very actions that Fox News lied to you, CJ?
I would say that we really don't know, you know, whether they said something or not. I watched Brett Baer's special report That is a news journalist. I don't listen to all the pundits. I do listen, but I don't believe whatever channel you're watching. So the mere fact, you know, I wish you would care that...
We care about the truth, CJ.
For 2.5 years, we listened to Pencil Neck and MSNBC lie to us about Russian collusion. And as far as
of course,
Ryan goes...
CJ, there was Russian collusion. I mean, you understand that, right?
I put him on hold.
Okay, all right. I mean...
When he goes in a completely different direction, here's what I would say. If I found out that Pencil Neck or whoever he's
Adam
accused,
Schiff.
If I found out that there was exonerating evidence against the former president, and if Mueller could have exonerated him, he would.
He said.
But he could not. In
so
fact,
he didn't.
He laid out multiple cases of obstruction of justice, and the subsequent reporting, just the public reporting, we know there have been more and more, let's call it, conflicts with the former president and his associations with Russian oligarchs and others. But ultimately, CJ, it's about the preferred news source of the right. And it's been lying to its audience.
And for money.
Rupert Murdoch, the CEO, the head of the board of, he's not even the CEO, he's the head of the board of directors, acknowledged in his depositions, yeah, we did it for the green. We did it for the money. So, CJ, I can tell you, as broke-ass radio host, we've never lied to you for the money, man. We have never lied to anyone for the money. Maybe we'd be rich like Hannity and Tucker and Laura Ingraham and Jeannie Pirro. Maybe if we didn't have souls, Dom, if we didn't mind lying to our audience, telling them, you know, inconvenient truths, if you will. But I got to tell you, dude, we tell you the truth to the best of our knowledge. And we try to support that with facts, incredible sources. And unfortunately, Fox News is not a credible source. So stop watching them. 844-967-2789. Dom, I suspect you might have more headlines. I see you look almost giddy.
Well, I just was jumped on the foxnews.com website, and, you know, for the life of me, I cannot find anything that's breaking on every other CNN, Washington Post. I haven't checked the New York Times, but I'm sure if I do a refresh on the Times, they'll tell me all about Murdoch's deposition and these conversations that went back and forth. This is breaking news. But if you want the breaking news, apparently, about Fox News, you don't go to Fox News about breaking news about Fox News.
Dominic, behind the scenes at Fox News after the 2020 election, it was becoming clear that the conservative primetime hosts were saying one thing to the viewers and another thing privately.
You don't say.
That's what's being alleged, Dom. According to the court filings by Dominion Voting Systems in their lawsuit against Fox News, the host of the networks knew very well that Donald Trump lost the election and that his election conspiracies were all lies. Sean Hannity was a close advisor to Trump and his 2020 election, even going so far as to endorse his phony election fraud claims before ultimately abandoning them. On January 12th, Paul Ryan discussed with Rupert and Lachlan the article called The Alternative Reality Machine about the right-wing media ecosystem created an alternative reality for those who had come to rely on its outlets for news. They'll call it Fox News. And were enablers of the January 6th, said the documents. Ryan believed that some high percentage of Americans thought the election was stolen. And this, according to Paul Ryan, because they got their diet of information telling them the election was stolen from what they believed were credible sources, you know, the Foxy News. When Murdoch responded to Ryan's email, he said, "Thanks, Paul. Wake-up call for Hannity, who has been privately disgusted by Trump for weeks, but was scared to lose viewers."
I mean, you kidding me? Really? You're going to carry water for someone you're disgusted with, for someone that you know is lying to you, for someone who is putting his surrogates out there on your show, and you continue to let that happen for money. I mean, at least we know the price. But what about the country? You know, you talk about these. They play to your sense of patriotism, and they lie to you. I mean, why, you got to be freaking kidding me? This is it's everything we've known, but it's never been so articulate and clear.
Dominic, you know, we talk about telling a story for fun and profit. Well, the question becomes, well, how much profit? How profitable is Fox News exactly?
Right.
Have you looked it up? Because
I have not. That's a great,
I did.
That's a great point. All right.
I did a little Google. It was worth a Google, Dom.
All right.
What was not broke. Fox News 2021 profit? Well, the net income for the 12 months ending December 31st, 2022 was $1.5 billion, about a 5% increase year over year. Fox's annual net income was $1.2 billion, almost a 44% decline from 2021. Well, what happened in 2021, Dom? The January 6th and the tales of stolen and rigged elections, right? Very profitable. Fox News annual net income for 2021, $2.15 billion, a 115% increase from 2020. So 2020 is an election year.
Fox News. A lot of money being spent on election year, yes.
Is a political network. And during the election year, the most expensive political election in their nation's history, Fox News made a hell of a lot less money than it did denying the election outcome in 2021. Their profits surged 115%. They might actually lose that differential, this $1.6 billion lawsuit with right. Dominion. They might actually kiss it all back, Dom. They might lose the increase of profit in 1 year should they lose this billion-dollar-plus lawsuit.
Yeah, but where do we go to get our respect back? You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's one thing to cash the check. They got the money. No matter what happens, fine. What about the long-term damage? I mean, I'm very concerned about people like CJ. And CJ's, unfortunately, probably one of the more reasonable of the megas out there, who at least understands some of the blatant lies that maybe we're coming out of. Where do we go to get our country back?
Well, Dominic, just so we're clear, that's just the profit. You know what their revenue was? Fox News revenue?
Gross revenue?
Well, let me make sure. Fox News revenue for the 12 months ending December 31st, 2022, $14.3 billion. $14.3 billion in advertising revenue. The $1.5 billion? Well, that's just the net profit.
No, yeah. So and the 2.5.
Yeah, well, you got your NBA. I'm saying it's slow for the other people, Dom. And the $2.15 billion net profit, the 115% increase, was specifically in 2021, a non-presidential year, a non-midterm year, a year effectively no elective cycle. And they blew it up over the presidential election year that was 2020.
It was supremely profitable. I mean, beyond anyone's hopes or dreams, at least at Fox News. They made money hand over fist.
Dom, and I'm not perfectly memoried, but I have a fairly good memory. If you look at WISN, Right Wing Talk Radio's ratings, in like December of 2020, after Joe Biden had been announced the presidential winner, their ratings plummeted. They were down in the fives. Since that time, and I would assert Fox News, while they have lied about the outcomes, that is basically the game plan of Dan O'Donnell and
Mark Belli. That's the MO, baby. Yeah. No, great observation.
And their ratings went from like a 5.6, 5.9, up to a 10-something. And it spiked with the claim that the election was stolen in the January 6th. That's when the ratings spiked on Righty Whitey Talk Radio. That's what their audience wanted to hear, because the audience was depressed to think, well, Donald Trump didn't win. Not everyone likes this guy as much as we do. But, you know, it's funny.
But they were also gaslighted and primed from Donald Trump specifically for, hell, 6, 7, 8 months prior to the election. He was saying from
Fox News and right-wing talk radio, because they, of course, gave him the platform. And when Donald Trump says, well, if anything happens other than my glorious victory, it's a rigging. Well, you know what? Here's the interesting part, and we'll get to the phones momentarily. 844-967-2789. Guess who else is attacking Fox News today? Why, it's Donald Trump.
Donald Trump. Of course he is.
And you know why he's attacking Fox News today, Dom? Because they have not given enough lift to new Fox News polling that shows he's handing Ron DeSantis, the preferred, less crazy Ron DeSantis, Trump is handing DeSantis his ass in GOP polling. The base, the Fox News base, the viewers that came back when they started claiming it was rigged. Well, the base only wants to hear what the base wants to hear. They've lost control of their own viewers, their own base, Tom. They don't want reality. CJ doesn't want reality. CJ wants to hear it was stolen. It was rigged. Real quick, former President Donald Trump renewed his attack on Fox News this week, accusing the network of underplaying his new poll, showing him with double-digit leads over Florida Governor Ron DeSantis in a potential 2024 Republican presidential primary matchup. So when Paul Ryan, Fox News board member, says, oh, you know, Trump's going to lose because he keeps losing elections for us, I don't think the base gets that, Paul. I think what you want is aspirational. Dom, Trump, in reference to Fox News polling published Sunday that showed him leading DeSantis by 15 points in a hypothetical matchup,
damn,
knocked the media giant for promoting DeSantis so hard and so much that there's not much time left for real news. Reminds me of 2016, and they were pushing Jeb, the new Fox poll, which have always been supposedly terrible for me, has Trump crushing to sanctimonious, but they barely show it, Trump wrote. Isn't there a big, beautiful network which wants to do well and make a fortune besides fake news?
Yeah, they did. It was Fox, and now they're in court for it. But don't worry, I'm sure like OAN or Newsmax or what some of these other outfits will be more than happy. Hell, Trump, you can start your own media organization. Wasn't that one of the bright ideas that he and Junior had?
I think it was, Tom. But I suspect the craven leadership over at Fox News, they'll come crawling back to Trump. He's going to win the Republican primary, Dom. He's still the favorite of the base. They don't want the truth. You don't want the truth, CJ. Just tell you sweet little lies. Come back. More Devils. Your calls could be next. 844-96-PARTY.
Boy, it's like they're so ideological that they subvert their own interests.
That's disgusting. Put it away, please. We don't do that here.
Stories come to life at your local parks and forests. They're places of wonder, and they're closer than you think. Make the forest part of your story today at a local park near you. Or find one at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
The Devil's Advocates.
Aaron Mostofsky, who rioted at the U.S. Capitol on January 6th, was dressed as Captain Caveman. QAnon shaman meets Law and Order?
Right. I mean, he pulled it off a whole lot better than Aaron Mostofsky.
Well, let me read a quote from the judge in this case. I hope you'll leave some of this fantasy world behind. Mostofsky was sentenced to 8 months in prison.
Looking at the guy, he might be one who loses his mattress on the first day. Breaking news.
Follow the Devil's Advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit wesaysaveit.org. That's wesaysaveit.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Weather on this snowy, snowy day could be brought to us by your business. Can you imagine how many ice augers and fishing shanties are being bought as we speak? Weather sponsorships make the phone ring. Call us at 608-819-8255.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Lows level off around 30 tonight under cloudy skies with a slight chance for isolated showers. Winds out of the northwest 10 to 20 miles an hour. Daytime highs approaching 42. Tomorrow, sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Mixed precipitation likely tomorrow night. Lows around 33. Cloudy skies expected. A dusting of snow tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 34 degrees. 5 degrees.
of the time, they're right every time. The Devil's Advocates.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now. We'll get to you, I promise. 844-967-2789. But I got to throw this one out there. All this breaking news because of the Dominion defamation lawsuit against Fox News. Some court documents released.
Don't listen, CJ. You don't want to know this truth.
Sarah Burris working hard over at the Raw story. Lots and lots of journalists working overtime right now. Apparently, some of these documents expose conversations between News Corp CEO Rupert Murdoch and some Republicans. One of those conversations was with the then Senate Majority Leader, Mitch McConnell. Remember, Mitch remained largely silent during the two-month period between November election and the January 6th attack on Congress. Here's a quote from the court documents. Rupert also called Mitch McConnell immediately after the election and thought that it was, quote, probably true that during that call, Rupert urged him to ask other senior Republicans to refuse to endorse Mr. Trump's conspiracy theories and baseless claims of fraud. What do you mean those Rupert Murdoch telling the Senate Majority Leader at the time that there were conspiracy theories and baseless claims of fraud? And you told them the senators not to endorse. Well, why not? They were hearing that from your station, from your network.
You know what week this week is for conservatives, Don?
What week is this week?
It's CPAC, baby.
Is anybody going?
Well, Fox News apparently is only doing a live stream. They're way back. They've scaled way back in their coverage. Ron DeSantis apparently skipping out. But Matt Schlapp, you know, you grab some junk of a Herschel Walker staffer, a male staffer. And
the next thing, no one wants to show up at your party?
No, there's still plenty of conservatives at the party. But, you know, this sort of lift piece, often sponsored by Fox News. You know, it's pretty bad. You would think Fox News would walk away from the CPAC due to the sexual allegations against Matt Schlapp, or the homosexual sexual allegations against Matt Schlapp. You know, they don't like the gays and all that kind of stuff, Dom. But I'm not clear that that's the problem.
What's the problem?
I just think that, you know, Ron DeSantis is the chosen one of Fox News. If Ron ain't going, Foxy News ain't going. We will get to the phones momentarily. Do you see DeSantis rolled out a new book? Oh, did that get crapped on by the New York Times? They said it effectively lacks all joy, sense of humor, charisma.
That sounds perfectly like a book that DeSantis would write.
It sounds, at least you don't have to worry about a ghostwriter. Because right. If Scott Walker had written a book about himself, I mean, I've heard his three-hour life story over and over again told on the Bellings show. Wanker fills in occasionally. He goes and fills in. He's only got 3 hours of material.
And he gives the same thing over and over again.
Yes. And I got to tell you, the ghost-written, unintimidated book written by Mark Thiessen, much better than any efforts that Wanker ever would have done. You know, sure, you had to make a few things up.
But I mean, we're selling books here. I mean, well, at least selling books to, you know, your campaign and other campaigns to essentially launder money. But, you know, what do I know?
844-967-2789. You know, it almost feels like the Ponzi scheme's coming down in some way, shape, or form, Dom. You never can tell, though. Nick from Madison, welcome back. How you doing, Nick?
Hey, guys. Hey, Nick.
Hey, good to talk to you both again. It's been a while, I know. But, I know what you were talking about before with Fox News. Like, I stopped watching Fox News a long time ago. First of all, when they just dropped the moniker Fair and Balanced, because we all knew that was BS from the beginning with. I mean, we all knew it was conservative-based station. But they're not even pretending anymore, you know? And, the fact that they would put all these lies out there, and flat-out lies, and you had to be truly stupid to believe them. Just for ratings, that just drove me nuts. So I'm just done. And honestly, guys,
but Nick, isn't it up? Because, I mean, I get it. But there's certainly responsibility for the audience, right? But the responsibility also lies with the network, right? I mean, they know what they're putting out there. They know that people believe them. That's what all this testimony and documentation shows. I mean, so what credibility does Fox News have? But they stay with them, Nick.
Well, look at what happened. I mean, when Fox News called Arizona for Biden, which was correct, people just went nuts, and they were going to, you know, Newsmax and OAN and everything. So that's when Fox News, they were following their audience is what they were doing, and which is wrong because it wasn't factual, but it was wrong. But, guys, I want to tell you that even though, you know, I think you are both wrong on so many things, but you're honest, and I respect that.
Well, I'm going to cut you off right there because
thanks.
I'm going to end you with respect, but we're not wrong on that many things. Maybe like 37% of the things.
You know, some of the things, maybe once in a while.
Wisco Paul, tell us we're great.
Hey, Paulie.
We need our steams lifted.
Hey, you guys got to be great. I've been listening to you since the beginning, so you're great, and thanks for taking my call. Hey, I just want to say that because of these lies, people were actually maimed, hurt, killed, death threats to election officials, and it doesn't seem to matter. And the other thing, it's all on tape, all of it, and now they have the emails from Fox News that were basically laughing at their audience, and these people are still folks. I mean, hey, I got a question. Is there anything beyond stupid? Is there anything? Because this is beyond stupid. So thanks for taking my call.
Thanks, Wisco. I would say, listen, if you rely on a news organization for your information and assume it's going to be true, that is a betrayal of the audience. I mean, literally. I mean, people are sitting in jail. You mentioned, you know, people died. I mean, this was part of an attack upon this country. This was what the seed corn of the seditious conspiracy.
And Dominic, when I burned it down over at Fox News, I did so because they will not and would not cover the January 6th hearings live. And if you'll recall, I went on Mike Emanuel's show that Sunday afternoon, and they had gotten to the point where they were calling me infrequently, like every 4 to 6 weeks. Got to be a kind of a drag on my Sundays.
Sunday fun day, man. Hell of a time to spend with Fox News.
But I called them out that day, Dom, and shockingly, since I called BS on Fox News for not covering it, Mike Emanuel, he argued, but how do you argue? They ran Tucker with no commercial breaks because they were worried the Fox News audience might figure out that there were some actual facts being delivered by every other news network in this nation, you know, excepting the Foxy News. Thank you. You've chosen the right news source. We're often wrong, according to Nick.
I don't believe it.
But we always tell you the truth, our truth. And that's usually backed by sources.
Facts and reality.
Not including Fox News. Stick around. The Paul Revere Show at 7. Data Fruits Radio is next. Keep it locked. Civic Media will always tell you all the hard truths.
What the fuck say?
Probably shouldn't even be on air right now.
All right. See you later.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Up North News Radio is Wisconsin's new choice for progressive talk about important state issues. From the team that brings you the news through social media, newsletters, and here on the radio. I'm Pat Kreitlow. Join me weekday mornings from 6 to 8 a.m.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.